Hi.
Hey guys. Happy New Year,
Oh
Eve.
yeah. Happy New
New Year's Eve. Eve.
Year's-ish.
New Year's Eve, Eve.
New
Eve.
Year's Eve, Eve? 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 Yeah.
Year's Eve, Eve, yeah.
Yes.
Because it's Tuesday, so. Dude, out of my face. The dog is already in my face, and we just started. Sit down.
Yeah, my dogs are asleep. So.
Oh, I've got the giant in my face. Stop. Sit down.
Well.
They've got all their new bones from Christmas and they're making a huge mess.
Well. Let me tell you guys, I am not ready for next week.
What's next week?
Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, I'm like, what's happening this week?
Yeah,
It's
next
next
week.
week? Jeez.
Yeah.
I
Girl,
haven't
it's
been
next
watching New
week.
Japan, so I'm behind.
Well, they've kind of been on a break for
Oh, yeah,
Christmas.
that's
So.
right. Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a break anyway, so it's not like
I
you've
didn't
missed
watch it
very
right before
much.
they broke, though. I hadn't
Yeah.
watched it in
I
several
was going to say,
weeks.
it's not like you've missed too much. But yeah.
So you want to get that out of the way first?
Yeah, let's do that first because it is a two-night spectacular, and meaning just no sleep is happening.
Take notes, Vince McMahon.
Yeah, seriously. Take notes. And I mean, yeah, I'm not going to get much sleep, but take notes, Vince. Two nights is so much better than one 9 hour
Clusterfuck.
ugh, clusterfuck. So let's go to night one. That is, well, Saturday in Japan. It'd be Friday. Well, Friday for me, Friday at midnight. Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Friday as it turns midnight or Friday
Yeah,
before?
Friday as it turns mid. Yeah, it's weird.
So it'd be Friday here too.
Yes. Anyway, so Stardom has a match for the first time ever
I saw that the other day
at the
online.
Tokyo Dome. And they got it. They're going to be the first match on the first day at Wrestle Kingdom. And I'm going to butcher their names, so I feel really bad. But yeah, we have I believe her name's Galina versus Hana Kimura.
Well,
Hold on, I have a dog.
I can't really have a pick because I don't
Yeah,
have
I can't really
a
have a pick either because I don't really watch Stardom. But good
dog.
for them!
Yes.
We're very happy for them.
Good job,
Whoever wins,
ladies.
we're very happy for whoever wins. Whoever wins, we're happy for you. Good for you. We're rooting for all four of you.
Four.
Well, yeah, it's a tag match.
Oh, I thought you said two names. Those are four names?
There's four. It's a tag
Oh.
match. So, but yeah, it's whoever wins, whatever team wins, of female solidarity. So the next one is a Young Lions match, and it is an eight-man tag match, and we have Alex Claflin versus Clark Connors versus Carl Fr versus what the fuck am I saying? Woo! Guys, I've had a long day. It's Alex Clark, Carl Fredericks, and Toa Henare versus Makabe Hanma. Why is Hanma always with the Young Lions? That's what I want to know. Versus Yota versus Ian Mora. I'm gonna go team Carl Fredericks. And not because he's a good looking man.
I'll go that team because he's a good looking man.
Plus, that team doesn't have Hanma.
There
Yeah. But guys, Shooter is I don't think he's gonna be at Wrestle Kingdom. I think he's still in the UK on his expedition.
or he could be home with Dan Renee, you don't know.
But no, because he's put a picture out on Instagram. His adopted parents sent him a leather jacket for Christmas.
Aww.
Yes. So his parents have sent him a jacket. It's very cold in the UK.
Yes.
They're making sure he's warm and taken care of.
how cute.
Yes.
Was it a Hawks leather jacket?
Yeah, it was. Yes. They're making sure, you know, he keeps the family name alive. That, you know what? That literally is on my moment of the year. Like, that storyline right there is gold.
Moment of the year? I don't know about that.
It's gold. Would anybody have gave a shit about Shooter?
No.
Without Mox kidnapping him? And making him into a ladies' man?
Probably not, but I don't know if it qualifies as moment of the year.
It's fucking adorable. Fucking adorable. That's what that is. It made me smile, so there you go. Come on, you gotta admit, Mox kidnaps him.
It was very cute.
Mox kidnaps him.
Drag him around everywhere.
Drags him everywhere. Takes him to Roppongi. He took him to Roppongi, to the strip clubs. Made him a ladies' man.
Mama Renee wasn't happy about that one.
Well, you know, he had to become a man somehow. And now he Shooter makes the panties drop, and, you know, he's on an expedition in the UK. And
what exactly does that mean?
He's okay, so when you're a young lion, you do 2 years in Japan, where if you're a young lion in Japan, they basically make you do, like, bitch work. They make right. you do the laundry and the cooking and the cleaning and all that shit. And then they send you on an expedition. So your expedition is they'll send you out to a partner, like one of the companies that New Japan partners with, and then you learn a different style for a year or two.
Like what Naito did.
Yeah, or like what Jay did with Ring of Honor. So you go learn. So, you know, like that's what Okada did with Impact. Look how that turned out. Not very well. But yeah, usually it turns out pretty well, though.
It did for everybody else.
For everybody else, it turned out fine. But Okada, but I mean, look how well it turned out for Okada.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
He learned what not to do.
He learned what not to do. And I'd say it worked.
Just a little bit.
But yeah, so Shooter is, I believe he's at Ref Pro in the UK. Learning how to be Shooter. And everybody is keeping tabs on him and is wishing him the best. Anyway, next match. We have Liger's final match. And it's an 8-man tag.
Gee, I wonder who's going to win.
I don't know, because like...
If they don't want him to go out on top.
Because tradition states if it's your retirement match and you're old school, you go out on your back.
Right.
So.
If we're thinking in that vein.
If we're thinking in that vein, then Liger's going to eat the pin. But here's the thing is it's there's no youngins in this match. Really, there's not. This is like the match where this is the throwback match where they've brought back all the guys who were wrestling when Liger started. So they're all like in their 50s.
So really, it's anybody's.
So really, it could be anybody's game at this point because there's no youngins in this match. It's all
old
people. It's not the youngins. There's no youngins in this match. So, I'm going to say Liger goes out on his back, but.
To who?
Huh?
To who, though?
We have Taguchi, Sano. We have. Oh, God. You're going to make me say all these Japanese names. Killing me. I don't know Japanese. Tiger Mask is on Liger's team.
Aw.
We love Tiger Mask. But, yeah. I'm just saying, guys. Like, yeah.
Liger loses.
Liger loses.
Okay.
Liger is not good. Yeah. Yeah.
Moving on.
Moving on to people we know. Bushi, Sonata, Evil, and Shingo Takagi, who is no longer a light heavyweight, versus Taichi, Suzuki, ZSJ, and El Desperado. Another eight-man tag match.
Dang.
I know. I'm going to go Team Suzuki Gun on this one.
Yeah.
Sorry, LIJ. I'm going Suzuki Gun. Though, you know what? I do want to see what Tai Chi's entrance is going to be like.
You love your entrances.
Oh, you know that's going to be a good one. He's going to be out there lip syncing for his life. yet another eight-man tag match. Yoshihashi, Yano, Ishii, and Goto versus Kenta, Fale, Yuge, and Mr. Owens.
Bullet Club.
I'm going to go Bullet Club on this 837th eight-man tag match of the night.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Finally, not an eight-man tag match. Gorillas of Destiny versus David Finley and Juice Robinson for the IWGP Tag Team Championship.
I say Juice.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to say we have Loa and Tama retain.
Hi. We differentiate a little.
We are. All right. The match that I'm excited for. Texas Deathmatch, Lance Archer versus John Moxley.
I'm going to say Lance Archer.
Me too. But it's going to be a good match.
Be entertaining, for sure. I bet it'll be better than Omega and Moxley, but that's just my opinion.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Next match, another match that I'm very interested in. Hiromu Takahashi versus Will Ospreay.
Ooh. That'll
or
be good.
The Junior Heavyweight Championship.
Oh, man.
And Daryl will be there, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll bring Carol.
Tuxedo, maybe.
Oh, my God. Will he bring Daryl Jr.?
Might. What if he has on a tuxedo?
And Carol will have her dress?
A gown.
Yeah. And they'll have the baby.
Oh,
you know, Daryl could have his mask on. Daryl does have a luchador mask.
That's true, because
He wore that after Fale ripped his hat off.
I don't know.
I'm gonna say they're gonna give it. I'm gonna Hiromu's gonna win it, and it will be a feel good moment. And Daryl's gonna hold that title.
It's dogs invading right now. Jeez.
Yes. Another match that I am very excited for. Jay White versus Naito for the Intercontinental Championship.
I'm going to say Jay.
I'm going to say Jay retains. Now, guys, with this, you have to remember that whoever wins the Jay White versus Naito match and whoever wins the Okada versus Kota match will go on to night two to go into the match to win both titles.
Yes.
And we are hashtag team J2 belts.
Yes.
Yes.
Switchblade 2 belts.
Hashtag J2 belts. Anyway, this next one, I have a feeling that it's going to be controversial, my pick. Okada versus Kota. I'm going to go Kota Ibushi.
I am too.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kota's on the rise, man.
He is. Plus, you know, he signed that forever contract. So, you know, I have a feeling they're going to just give it to him.
So not so controversial.
Not so controversial. All right. Night two. We will start off with Taguchi, Yano, and Makabe versus Robbie Eagles, Yoshihashi, and Ishii.
Bullet Club. don't know. Is Robbie Eagles in Bullet Club anymore?
No. Where the fuck have you been?
I haven't.
Also, I totally read this wrong because it's a Gauntlet match. So that's just the first two teams in the Gauntlet match.
I haven't watched it in quite. I do remember after I said that. Wait a minute. They're not all in Bullet Club. Why is Robbie Eagles in that team? And then I was like, wait a minute. He's not in anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, no. This is a Gauntlet match, and I totally read that wrong. So in the Gauntlet match is those two teams. Plus, we have LIJ, so it's Shingo Takagi, the no longer light heavyweight, Bushi, and Evil, and Ken Morrow, and, sorry, I have a dog, and Taichi, and El Desperado, and Mr. Owens, and Huge, and Fale. And whoever wins the Gauntlet match will be the never open weight six-man champions.
I don't fucking know. That's a lot of names.
I know. It's a lot of people. Well, the current champions is Yano, Maccabi, and Taguchi.
Well, I'm going to say, based on what we said for night one, then I'm going to say they retain then.
You're not going to like what I'm going to say.
Why?
I'm going to say that Huge wins. Yujiro is the winner of all.
I hope he does win.
Not the Bullet Club. Just Yujiro. And Peter.
Well, yeah.
But and Peter.
That life.
You know what? No. You know what? Not Yujiro. Peter wins the six-man championship.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, Peter. The Liger match night two. Because, we're making this a big thing. Sano and Liger versus Ryu Lee and Hiromu Takahashi.
Takahashi.
I'm going to say he's going to put over Takahashi. Junior Heavyweight Championships. Now, these people are in Bullet Club, Jen. EOP and Ishimori.
I know that.
Versus Yo and Sho.
Hey, I heard, all I did, I zoned out and I heard Robbie Eagles in the middle and I thought, oh, Bullet Club.
I'm sorry, that's so funny. Well, when we met him, he was in the Bullet Club.
He was.
He kind of seemed like a dick though.
He did.
Kind of seemed like a dick. He didn't like our banter with everybody else.
No. I'm going to go with Yo and Sho. What's that look on your face?
Going ELP then. Oh, well, I'm just going off the fact that Ishimori has some very superior Jenga skills. So
he does.
He does. So,
I don't know what it has to do with this, but okay.
Yes, and ELP has some sick glasses.
Hmm. Yeah, because those one matches Jenga skills and glasses.
I'm gonna go Bullet Club. I love how Mike, You never know. Watch. Gato could be sitting in the back going, he's got some nice Jenga skills.
I say doubt it.
We keep the titles on them.
I don't know.
Or he's like, we should keep the Bullet Club titles on everybody. All right. The British Heavyweight Championship, ZSJ versus Sonata.
ZSJ.
So this next match, we don't know who is going to be against because it's going to be either Lance Archer or John Moxley. Whoever wins the Texas Death Match versus Juice, which makes me think he's not going to win the tag titles.
See, I don't have all the information before we ask this question.
I didn't know that either. That was a surprise to me, too.
Okay, well, I'm going to say whoever wins Mox and Lance.
So the person who wins will retain.
Yes.
I agree. Because Juice, yeah. Next is Kenta, who is our never open weight champion, versus Hirooki Goto.
Kenta.
Well, duh. All right. The he next match.
Club, by the way.
What?
He is in Bullet Club, by the way.
He is.
Yeah.
So this next match, we don't know who it's going to be. It's the two people who did not win, the Jay versus Naito and the Okada versus, yeah. So I'm going to say it's Naito versus Okada.
Okay.
Because we both picked Kota and Jay. So this would be Naito and Okada.
Jeez.
I'm going to go Okada.
Yeah, if he already lost once, he's not going to lose again.
Yeah, he ain't losing again. And then this next match, which I'm very conflicted about. Very conflicted. Like, I literally, to this moment, I've been thinking about this for days, don't know who I want to win this. Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Chris Jericho.
I don't care.
No. Now, yeah. Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
AEW.
Yeah. If Tana beats Jericho, he gets a shot at the AEW championship.
I don't see that happening.
No. Now, this is my dream scenario. My dream scenario is Tana wins.
And this is, I don't care.
And says, take your title and shove it up your ass.
That's not happening, though.
Exactly.
Maybe Jericho, like, cheats.
See, and somebody brought that up, too, is what if Moxley cost... Cost the disqualification.
I could see that.
Because Mox will be there. Right?
Yes. I could see it.
Yeah. I just really hope this is not heading where all the fucking fanboys and girls and assholes are wanting it to go to, and I hope it's not going there.
I doubt it.
I know. I just hope it's not. I don't want to fucking hear about that bullshit all the time.
Oh, you will. It'll be all over the place.
Anyway.
AEW and NJPW. New Japan needs AEW.
Other way around. Next. And we've already... Okay. We already made our... You know, we've already made it clear who we want to win this next match. But we just will talk about him more because, you know, the world needs to just hear about him some more because he had a very nice photo shoot as well. Kota Ibushi versus Jay White. And we want Jay White to win.
We want Jay White.
Yeah. We want Jay White to do everything. He deserves the world.
He does.
He does. And if you don't agree, get the fuck off our show.
Gosh. That's a little bit much.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Choices. Anyway, Jay White's going to win it all, and you guys just have to be prepared for this. Right? Because here's my thought process. You know why I'm picking Bullet Club to win all this? Because if they start winning all of it, then Jay is going to win at the end of the night. And then you know what we're going to get? Bullet Club holding all the belts.
Nah. That's my opinion.
Wow.
What? I want Jay to have everything.
Well, yeah, we want Jay to have the world. I mean, Jay deserves the world.
Mm-hmm. So if the best thing for Jay is for his whole club to have the belts, then I hope they do.
I think that Jay and Kenta and Loa and Tama and Yujiro and Fale and Peter all deserve everything.
I don't know if Tama deserves everything.
Well, he's entertaining as fuck, so yes. I mean, look at him against Enzo.
That's true. I really dread that match, though.
It ain't gonna happen. anything, if anything, Enzo will puss out. Because that's what he is.
He is that.
He is. Anyway.
I'm not fucks with him, but.
We're excited about Wrestle Kingdom. It's going to be a good time.
It is. I'm not going to be able to watch it live. There's no way.
Yeah, well. And, guys, don't forget, New Year's Dash will be the retirement ceremony of Liger where I sit and cry.
Okay.
Yeah, so I invite you all to sit and cry with me.
It's New Year's Day?
New Year's Dash is the night after Wrestle Kingdom.
Oh, okay.
So basically, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night.
Oh, Lord.
It is all weekend. But, like, New Year's Dash, I think I might just watch the retirement ceremony and then go to bed.
Hmm.
Yeah. I might make it real quick. We're gonna cut it real short, basically. Anyway, but yeah, so basically, it's gonna be a tearjerker, I have a feeling. But yeah, so guys, definitely watch that, and it is only available in New Japan World.
They don't have a deal yet, right?
There is no TV deal. It is New Japan World only. Yep.
Still $9.99.
Still 999 yen. Roughly $9 and some change.
Good deal.
Definitely wait till the first, though, so you're not double charged.
All right, so on to our decade. What's the look on your face about?
Look at Twitter.
What about Twitter?
It has nothing to do with wrestling, but holy fuck. And guys, it has nothing to do with wrestling.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Jen sees why I had the look on my face now.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now you see why I had the look.
YouTuber drama.
Ooh! And a oop.
Oh my goodness. Well, anyway. A decade end extravaganza.
Yes. Decade/year. Because, you know, both is happening. So we've come up with a list of different categories. And we have thought long and hard about this list, haven't we, Jen?
Yes.
And I have compiled many resources. I've watched different pay-per-views. I actually had a good time. So I have a feeling, though, that I'm going to sit here and be like, oh, hey, I forgot about that. Like, I'm pretty sure. I said I have a feeling that after it's all said and done and I have this episode up, I'm going to be like, oh, shit, I forgot about this. So, this is just as of this moment. I could probably have forgotten about something, but oh, well. Shall we begin?
Yes. What are we starting with?
Let's start with the year 2019, because okay. I feel like that'll go a lot quicker than in the decade. All right. Let's start with pay-per-view of the year.
Okay. Me first or you?
You first.
TakeOver Phoenix.
Agreed. That's not what I chose, but agreed. Oh. I liked it.
Oh, okay.
It was a very good one. And any reasoning?
Well, and not just because we saw it live. We did see it live. But yeah. Every match was really good. It was really solid. And the last two matches. Well, no. The tag match was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Undisputed and War Machine. And then, what were they called back then? I don't even know. War Machine.
War Raiders.
See?
I call them War Machine still, so it's fine.
Okay. Them. And then Ricochet and Gargano was good. Ciampa and Black was good. It was good.
It was and really, really good.
You know what I liked at the end when they all got in that fight?
Yeah, that was after the camera went off, though.
Yeah. But it was still good.
That was good.
All right. My choice, Survivor Series.
That was my main roster choice. I had that, and then I had TakeOver. Yep.
Survivor Series. I mean, can we just talk about Keith Lee?
He's the man.
He's the man. Sorry, Becky, move over. Keith Lee's now the man. And I actually, and this is actually a match that not a lot of people talk about, I actually liked Adam versus Pete.
Oh, a lot of people liked Adam versus Pete.
And there's not, like, more people talk more about kind of the other matches, though. Not so much Adam versus Pete. But that was my favorite of the night.
Yeah. It was really good.
That was my favorite of the night. It was actually really good. I enjoyed it. And obviously for a main roster pay-per-view, there were a couple moments where it was like, really? But like, otherwise,
It
was the best main roster pay-per-view in a long time. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. So, but I will say, if we're going NXT, War Games would be that, just that whole weekend was probably the best pay-per-views.
Yeah
War Games. All right, next category, Tag Team of the Year.
Hold on, let me find my list. Undisputed.
Okay, I have to use my honorable mention then, but yes. That was my choice as well.
What was your honorable mention?
I had a few, but my honorable mention is LAX.
Oh.
Not for what they've done in AEW, because they haven't done anything in AEW, but for their work in Impact. I think they were the best one of the best tag teams in the world, and they're actually on my list for Tag Team of the Decade, because they've been kicking ass for a long time. They were in PWG, they were in Lucha Underground, so
they two solid choices.
Yeah, two solid choices. I mean, the other ones I have listed are Gorilla's Destiny, the OC, the Revival, New Day. All solid choices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wrestler of the Year.
Adam Cole.
Damn it, woman!
Well, see, we both agree. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a great year.
He had an amazing year.
The matches on Raw and SmackDown. He had a great Survivor Series weekend. He's had the belt.
Yes.
He's had a great run so far.
He's had a great run. Literally, his November was, like, insane.
He's Mr. November.
He's Mr. November, basically. Him and Rhea Ripley. She would be my second choice, though. And that was actually my honorable mention, Rhea Ripley.
There you go.
Otherwise, it was Jay White, Kota Ibushi, Kofi Kingston, The Fiend, and Jon Moxley. All good choices.
I don't think Moxley, I don't get it. I don't think Moxley's on there. I just,
like, you know, but here's why I have him on here, is the impact of that video when that video dropped and how.
Yeah, but that's a video. That's not.
And how, just wait, and how he changed. This has nothing to do with AEW, by the way. Just how his booking was so terrible. I mean, we were there at Royal Rumble when he made that announcement and that shit with Nia Jax, where he sat in the ring and we thought he was going to have a pipe bomb. And then Nia Jax came out. And you know how defeated he looked. And then, like, when that video dropped and we were so happy.
No, I agree. It was great. That's like Bowman for sure. But I don't think you can call him a wrestler. I just don't. I agree to disagree.
He's the last on this wrestler of the year, though.
But Sports Illustrated has him as number one.
Yeah. I have him last on here. I have Rhea Ripley, Adam Cole, Jay White, Kota Ibushi, Kofi Kingston, and The Fiend above him. So.
There you go.
All more agreeable.
Hmm.
I have a feeling.
True.
Yes.
I would think. Great.
Match/matches of the year, if you couldn't really decide.
I got several.
Okay, me too.
I did Shayna and Rhea.
That's a good one.
I did Andrade and Mysterio on SmackDown a while back.
That was a good one.
And I'll just read like three. And then I did. See, I feel bad for putting this on there, and you're going to be pissed that I put it on there. But just for the impact that it made at the time, Cody and Nick Aldis. Just because of the impact it made at the time.
Was that this year?
It was, wasn't it?
No.
Oh, well, good. We can take it off then.
It was last year.
It was like early this year.
No. That was last year, honey.
Oh, well, good. Then we don't have to put it on there.
I was going to say that. Yeah, that was last year.
Okay. Then I'll go with another one. I have Cole versus Gargano at TakeOver New York.
There you go. I'm like, wait. I was going to
say. I was thinking that was this year. Wait a minute. Did I put that on the wrong list?
You might have.
I have them all in my notes on my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway, I didn't want to give it a or anything.
Because Cody and Aldis 1 was at All In. And then Cody and Aldis 2 was like a month and a half later. So that was
when
last
was
year.
When was All In? September of last
September
year?
September of last year.
Ah, shit. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Okay.
So we have Baszler and Ripley, Cole and Gargano at TakeOver, and Andrade and Mysterio on SmackDown.
Good job.
I have another one, too. But
okay. All right. I'll do three. I have Jay White and Kota Ibushi in the finals of the G1.
Good one.
That was a very good one. I have one that I had always wanted to happen and finally happened. Ishii versus Jon Moxley in the G1. I have... Where is it? Oh, there it is. I had Rhea Ripley and Shayna on there, so that had to be put off. And then I have, where is it? Hold on. Where's my last one? Oh, there it is. I'm on my computer, and I have my decade one right under it, so it's starting to, like.
Yeah, the mine are like, totally running together.
Yeah, they're totally running together at this point. Oh, War Games. The men's War Games match.
Hmm.
Yep.
My only other one that I had was I had Cole and Rollins and Cole and Bryan because those were big matches.
Cole and Bryan was really good. Mm-hmm. All right. So this one's going to take a while, guys. The decade.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. All right. So let's start with something that is simple. Moments of the decade.
Oh, God.
I have a few.
I do, too.
Okay.
Let me just pick one.
You just... Whatever.
Daniel Bryan occupying Raw.
I have that one.
Okay. Your turn. We'll go back and forth.
Seth turning on the Shield.
Got that one. Okay. AJ debuting.
Yes, I have that one as well. I have The Broken Universe.
I don't have that one.
Oh, I figured.
I have The Festival of Friendship.
I don't have that one.
Oh.
Yeah. I have The Miz on Talking Smack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good one. I have Edge in the Royal Rumble 2010.
Oh. I have Daniel Bryan's retirement, then return.
I have Balor's return to NXT.
Oh. Let me tell you, Daniel Bryan's retirement and return, I don't think I've cried that much in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But yeah. Benz, I think we screamed really loud for that. Kofi winning at WrestleMania.
We got that one, too. Sting debuting in WWE.
Oh, that was a good one. CM Punk winning the title and leaving in Chicago at Money in the Bank.
That's on, like, two of my other lists.
I know.
I had Paige and Emma's NXT Championship match.
Oh, that was a good one. The Pipe Bomb.
Meaning. Pipe Bomb's a good one.
Pipe Bomb.
What else? I have Rollins cash-in.
That's a good one. I have The Proposal, Cena and Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it didn't end up well, but at the time, it was a nice love story.
I have the Rap Battle.
Oh, that was a good one. Mm-hmm. We love that Rap Battle. I have... one more on my list. And this one was the Hardys' return at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a big one.
And then I just have Daniel Bryan's win at WrestleMania 30.
Oh, that was a good one. All right. Tag team of the decade.
I put New Day, even though I don't love them, but New Day.
This one you're going to hate me for.
Uh-oh.
But my reasoning, and I hate myself for it, but my reasoning is there.
Okay.
And Bucks? I don't, yeah.
I thought about it.
Yeah, and it's not for
the impact, I guess.
Exactly.
More so than the actual wrestling.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I put New Day, because it had all the merch and all the...
Yeah. New Day was actually in my honorable mentions. Yeah, the Young Bucks.
I see it.
Yeah. All right, faction of the decade.
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club.
I have Bullet Club and Shield.
I have Bullet Club and then honorable mentions Wyatt Family, The Shield, LIJ, and New Day. All right. Pay-per-views of the decade.
Money in the Bank 2011.
Damn
That's
it,
my
woman.
Number one. That's my number one. That's my number I one match and my number one pay-per-view.
Okay. I have Wrestle Kingdom 12. Hmm. The entire G1 from last year.
It was good.
It was good.
I have Takeover New Orleans.
I have that as well.
And Takeover Brooklyn.
All of the Takeover Brooklyns. WrestleMania 30.
Yep, I got Mania 30. That's my last one on here, I think.
I have Mania 31.
Mania 31 was good, too. I almost put that one, but I went back and looked at all the matches again. I'm like, I don't know. But
you know what's funny is, like, Mania 31, I was like, that's going to suck. Like, on paper, before it happened, I was like, oh, my God, that is terrible. It's going to suck. And then when it happened, it was really good. Good. Damn it. All right. Feud/feuds of the decade.
Okay. I did. First one I did was Punk Cena.
Okay. I did Daniel Bryan versus the Authority.
I had that one too. And I have, let's see, I had Becky and Ronda, just because it really got the women's division going.
Yeah. Kenny and Okada.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because that definitely did some shit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Usos and New Day.
Yep. Brother Nero versus Broken Matt.
Hmm.
Because that did some shit too.
I have AJ and Cena. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Wyatt Family versus Shield.
I almost put that one.
God, that was good.
I had Brock and Taker because they strung that out for a while.
They did. That was a moment neither one of us put, too. The end of the streak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, my next one on the list, El Generico and Kevin Steen, feud of the decade. Because guess what? It's still going.
True.
Still going, guys. Guess what it started? 2010. Here we are 10 years later. Still going.
Nobody knows what's going on with it either.
No, we don't. Though I did love Cammy. I loved Cammy so much.
Side note.
I loved Cammy.
I think that's it. Oh, I had Cena and Brock, too. Because the Suplex City thing started.
Yeah. All right. Matches of the decade.
Well, Punk and Cena at Money in the Bank is my number one.
Yeah, I had that on mine. So the next one. I had to go through each one because I didn't want to put all three. But I put Omega Okada 2.
Two.
Yeah. Because that was the best one. Next one on yours.
Shield versus Wyatt Family in Elimination Chamber 2014.
I put that one as well. El Generico Kevin Steen Ladder Wars from Ring of Honor.
I did AJ and Cena at SummerSlam. I didn't look up which year, but you know which one I'm talking about. Yep.
NXT TakeOver New Orleans ladder match for the North American Championship.
Had that one.
The only time EC3 will ever be relevant.
Oh. That's sad.
It's very sad.
I put Evolution and Shield, the Extreme Rules one.
The Young Bucks versus the Hardy Boys at Super Card of Honor.
I put the women headlining WrestleMania, even though it wasn't that great of a match because of what a big match it was.
The Final Deletion. Just, I enjoyed it.
Personal reasons.
Personal reasons. I enjoyed it.
KO's debut on Raw. His match on Raw with Cena.
Good. That was a good one. My next one on here. Hold on. Delete or Decay. Again, personal reasons.
Gargano and Andrade at TakeOver Philadelphia 2018.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom 10.
I was about to say, please don't say WrestleMania.
Wrestle Kingdom. No, we are going with the best one. Not the cheap knockoff version.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right. And one last wrestler of the decade.
Okay. I know who yours is because you told me who it was going to be.
Yes.
So I didn't pick him. I have two. One of them is Cena.
Okay. I can see it.
And the other one you're not going to like, but is Brock.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Not because I think he's that great. It's just because of the impact he's had.
Yeah. Well, guys, mine, I feel like, and here's the thing is since I've told Jen, I've been seeing all these lists pop up, and the person I said is at the top of a lot of them, Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. He's had a lot of ups and downs.
But you got to admit, without Daniel Bryan, things would not be the same.
Nope.
Ooh. The Yes Movement. I mean, the Yes Movement alone.
The Yes Movement, his retirement, then him coming back.
Yes. Yes. And then not only that, but then you have him when he was in Nexus, and he got fired from the Nexus, and then he came back. And
Hell No.
Team Hell No. I mean, there's so much there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think you can make a case for all three of them.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a couple people with some stupid answers, but.
Like who?
Cody.
Yeah, no. Not the decade. No.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah, no. Mm. Yeah. So, should we talk about the elephant in the room, Jen?
What? That we didn't put any AEW stuff on there?
No.
Oh. Because I will throw my Nick Aldis, Cody Rhodes thing on the moments list.
Yeah.
I will throw that on there.
I was talking about Lars Sullivan.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Should we talk about Lars's teeny tiny dick?
I didn't look at it, so I don't know.
Oh, God, it was
all
bad.
I saw was the video. Oh, you looked?
I saw a picture. It was bad.
Okay, so it broke the other night. Lars Sullivan did a gay porn. I don't think it was like a full, I don't know, because I didn't watch it in any of its entirety. I think it was like more of a scene or maybe two scenes. But all I saw was the beginning where he was on a bed next to this other guy. They had fully clothed in the scene I saw. And they were like where they do the audition kind of process where they make you say your name and all that crap. And the guy's like, well, have you ever had a guy? This is the first time you've ever had a guy suck your dick before. And he's like, yeah. So the guy did it to him and then he did it to the guy. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, I didn't see him doing it to the guy, but the, what I saw was him having it done to him.
Huh.
Yeah.
And the thing is, nobody is criticizing him for being gay.
No.
Bisexual, doing porn, none of that. It's that he made all these anti-gay comments and then that comes out.
It's literally that he's a racist, sexist, homophobe.
Yeah.
And now he's got some gay porn.
Yeah. Which normally nobody would give a shit. Yeah. And people would. People, ignorant people would.
Like the funny, I mean, here's the thing. This is how you know it's not, this is how you know it's not the fact that it's gay porn. Is people were like, it couldn't have been any other wrestler. Like, people want to see the other wrestler's gay porn, not his gay porn.
Right.
Right. So,
I wouldn't watch gay porn, but I would be not disgusted by other
people. No, I'd be curious.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it, but I...
No, well, I'd watch it just to a point. To a point. Because I'd be like, I need to see what they're working with.
Hmm. Could see that, but...
If it's certain people, you would want to know what...
Yeah!
I mean, if our estimates... Mm. What do we call that? I mean, we were right about Lars.
Assumptions.
Our assumptions. We were right about Lars, though. When we were talking about wrestlers' dick sizes, we were right about Lars. We said that he probably...
I'll take your word for it.
Well, put it that way. We were right. You and I, in our episode where we were talking about wrestlers' dick sizes, we said Lars probably has a teeny tiny dick. Well, guess what? We were right.
I don't want to know. I don't want to see.
Well, but you can at least know that we were right.
Good.
Yay.
Yay.
My brother's wife said we need to get a banner that says we were right and get like confetti.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure a lot of people had the same thoughts.
Well, yeah, but we were right. So.
Yeah, it's karma.
It is karma. It is definitely karma, guys. And that is why people are going after him, is because this is karma.
It really is.
It's not because he's gay. It's because this is karma.
What are they doing? Seriously? Guys! Hold on. Ugh. What are you doing, dude?
Yes, guys, we have dog issues right now.
Big mouth, come on.
We all have dog issues.
Come on. Out. You kidding me, sir? Jackson Murphy, out. Oh my goodness.
Ugh.
Well, I don't need to see evidence. I believe you.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought you weren't going to look.
Girl. So I was on Twitter, and you know how you can like search? Mm-hmm. So I was looking, like, I typed in his name, and it, like, popped up.
Well, I searched, too, but I didn't find an actual picture of his dick.
Oh, no. When I looked, it, like, popped up as the first thing.
Really?
Yeah. But it looked early on, though. Like, before I told you.
You told me you didn't see it.
Well.
You told me you said, I don't want to see it. And then I sent you the video with their clothes on. I sent you the video with their clothes on. And then now I find out you saw the full video. Or
I did not see the full video. I saw a screenshot of the...
I don't want to see Lars Sullivan's gay porn. Thank you very much.
Well, no. We're not going to go look it up.
I don't know.
We're not looking it up.
Thank God.
That is not what we're doing.
That's not.
Again, if it was somebody.
Journalism.
That is not journalism. That is not my job. I don't sit here and look up their gay porn. That is not in my job. I don't get paid enough to do that.
No.
I don't get paid anything to do this. Seriously. Now, if it was like somebody better looking, maybe. But, yeah. Not Lars, I'll tell you that much. Anyway, he supposedly deleted his social media accounts again.
Oh, I don't blame him.
I don't know. At that point, like, how do you salvage his character at that point?
I don't think you, well, I don't know. I don't.
Do you make him a gay porn star at that point?
I don't think so. Somebody was like, so he was really the Val Venus of the WWE. Oh,
like, I mean, at what point do you just cut your losses and say, okay, well, it's just not going to work out?
I mean, look what they did to China for doing porn.
I know, but this is different because it's a man. You know how Vince is.
Well, he's gay, so.
Who, Vince?
No, this was gay porn, so you know. Well, yeah. But you know how Vince is, so.
Well, you know that conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I mean, it could be something crazy. Could be some madness that we don't. What if Vince knew about it all along?
Well, I mean, it's possible. I mean, that's like not even like just a video of the action of it. Like, it's like him talking to the camera and everything. So,
well, yeah,
at some point that could have gotten out, and it would have
And like, the video of the action is out there, though.
Right.
Obviously,
this is like,
you know, there's a dick.
Oh, yeah, I know, but this,
and
like, I don't know.
His tattoos match up too, so you can't say it's not him.
It's plus definitely him.
He's got some distinct looking features, so you can't really.
True. Hey, that guy liked it.
What guy?
The guy he was with.
Ew. Mm-hmm. That's. I. How?
I don't want to know.
I don't know either.
Do you think he did that when he was younger and, like, he was traumatized by it and ashamed? And, like, or do you, like, I wonder if he secretly, like, is completely gay.
Well, like, if he's gay. Like,
what's the deep-rooted issue here?
Yeah, like, I want to know what the issue is. Like, one, did he say those comments before he did the video or after?
Yeah.
Like, I need a timeline here.
Like, was it because he was ashamed of the things he did, or did he already feel that way, or was he trying to hide who he is?
Yeah, like, I need answers. I need answers. I need, like, give me, I want a timeline. I want all the tea here. Like, there has to be answers, right?
You would think.
You would think.
Probably never get them, but.
No. Because you know he's going to be like, meh, I'm just going to sit and cry.
You know, if he's got issues, I feel bad for the dude. I still do. But, I mean, like, who knows? We don't know what the whole story is. Maybe he knew this was about to come out, and that's why he got all depressed.
Well, yeah.
Maybe someone threatened him and, like, was threatening to put it out there.
Well, and then you got to think about it. How's he going to go back to work now? Because you know everybody's going to be looking at him.
Yeah.
They're going to be looking at him like, I've seen your dick, and it's not in a locker room setting.
No.
Mm, yeah.
And then you got Ryan Satin up there tweeting about respecting people's mental health after what he did to Sasha.
Yeah. And you're just like,
what the hell, dude?
Like, what? What?
What about Mauro? Do we respect Mauro's mental health? No.
Corey doesn't.
Nope.
Nope. No. I mean, at that point, you're just like.
The whole story needs to be told.
Yeah.
He's not doing himself any favors by not saying anything.
Well, yeah. And, like, I feel like he's just going to sit here and be like, nope, I'm not going to say anything. Mm-mm. Like, he's going to be like, you do do. If I don't see it, it isn't real. It's like, no.
It's very real.
It's very real. Your dick's on the internet. Huh. Like, at that point, you have to, like, you have to know that something like that's going to get out.
You would think. How old is that supposed to be?
I mean, they said it's from, like, 2014.
Oh.
So it's not from that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, if it was from, like, 12 years ago, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, you'd think it wouldn't get out. No.
Hmm.
They had Pornhub then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Huh. And if that's the case, you should be collecting royalty checks, Lars.
That's true.
Yeah. See? Got to think with your head here, Lars. Mm-hmm. Royalty checks.
At this point, might as well capitalize on it.
Yeah, you might as well capitalize on it. I mean, that's what China did.
Mm.
I mean, it didn't work out for her well in the end, but, you know, maybe it'll work out better for you, Lars. Right?
Maybe.
I mean, it works for Trisha Paytas.
It's a little bit different.
Well, hey, there were some guys saying that they were jerking off to it. So, hey, you know, OnlyFans/Lars Sullivan, I guess.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I wouldn't pay, but, you know, some
did
guys.
Did you see where Shane was on her podcast and they were talking about it? And he's like, so does anybody on OnlyFans not masturbate? She's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, when she said that, I was like, oh, well, guess we can't be on OnlyFans then.
No, not doing that for the world to see.
Guess we have to be on Patreon. Because, you know, there's at least some people who don't, you know, show their tits on Patreon. Right?
Yeah. There are all kinds of different things on Patreon, yeah.
I know. Then again, you know, do they really make that much money?
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you're doing. I mean, if you're trying to be sexy and not show anything, then yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a foot fetish person or something weird, like not weird, but something that's not your typical just be naked kind of thing. Like foot fetish or like domination or something like that.
Yeah.
Some kink. If you're just straight up not kinky, just straight up, then yeah, you got to get naked, I think.
Well, so much for us.
Heck, I could think of worse things than showing your feet on there and get paid for it, to be honest. I really could. Just saying.
Anyway.
Hey, that's the way you make your money, and you make good money of that. Props to you for using your feet to make a bunch of money, because there are people that do.
Oh, guys, here's an update on a story from earlier. Shota had on his jacket at his show today.
Aww.
He had his little outfit. He had his little jacket on.
How cute.
He's ready to go. It's his jacket his dad gave him.
So cute.
His dad, you know. Don't you know?
Have you seen the video of the dog that plays Jenga?
That was so random.
I opened Twitter just now, and I saw it again. The second time I've seen it. I'm sending it to you.
Oh,
look it up, guys, on Twitter. It's a dog that plays Jenga. I don't know what its name is. Oh, it doesn't say what its name is. But it's crazy. Like, it's, like, in deep thought. Like, it's thinking about what it's doing.
Okay, so I am a little confused by this, So here is what Shooter said this is Shooter's Christmas tweet. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Happy Merry Christmas. I received a Death Rider's jacket as a gift from my master, John Moxley. Someday I will wear this again and we'll be together.
Interesting.
That sounds.
We're gonna be tag partners in the future.
And you went that way, I went a whole other way, okay.
I went the clean hole.
Yeah, way. And I went the, you're in S&M?
No.
I will always climb the top of the harshest mountain with this jacket, and there will be something at the end of the dream.
No.
I'm glad you went the clean way because I didn't.
Yeah, I went the clean way.
For once. Me, on the other hand, I was like, does Renee know that you're doing S&M?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Don't
the be. Dog is playing Jenga.
I know!
What in the world?
I'm actually thinking and everything.
How? What in the world? Dean?
Look it up, guys.
Dean, the dog is playing Jenga.
Hey, what do you do, Dean?
The dog is playing Jenga. Right now, you just have CBD going through your veins. What are you doing special? He's not, yeah. Nothing special happening over here. No Jenga.
Crazy.
Crazy. Anyway, guys, I think it's time.
For what?
To say goodbye.
Yes.
Yes. Because I've started to yawn.
Goodbye to the year.
Yes, goodbye to the year. Goodbye to this episode.
Good riddance to this year, I'm telling you.
Right?
Oh, God. Really? I'm scrolling through and there's Trisha Paytas' boob and her vagina. Girl. Oh, gross. Go on her Twitter. Go on her Twitter.
Me or everybody listening?
And everyone. 3 days ago. Oh, my God. I did not need to see her freaking vagina.
Is it, like, all out? Because I've seen it.
A screenshot of a video of her with a toy. No. And her boobs. I've seen her weird-looking boobs, but oh, my God.
I feel like I've seen Trisha more naked than I have seen myself.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Who pays for that shit?
I don't know. Did you see it yet?
I'm looking. Oh, God, people are tagging Jaclyn Hill in that shit with... Girl. Mm-hmm. Where's Trisha's Twitter? Why am I not seeing
it? Just type in Trisha Paytas, and then it'll come up in the top. It doesn't show it when you search. But it will come up.
Is it on her official Twitter or?
Yes. Yes, it is. Seriously, you guys want to see a train wreck. I mean, we're train wrecks, but you want to see another train wreck.
Trish is bigger train wreck than we are.
Yeah, look up Trisha Paytas, Paytas, T-A-S-A-S.
She has slept with Dolph Ziggler.
She has.
How many times?
Tell you right now, at least twice.
That she's told us.
That she's told us about.
Oh my God!
I know!
Has she got her nipples fixed?
I know. They look different, don't they?
They do.
They look really low, though.
They look really low, but they don't look as fucked up as usual.
No. She was talking the other day on one of her vlogs about going to get a boob job again. Like, she went for a consultation.
There's her cooch.
Yep. Right there in plain view. Like, that's just nasty. Who wants to look at that? I get guys like to look at things like that, but I don't understand. When all there's that free porn out there on Pornhub, why you need to look at that? I don't get it.
Like, the her kuka isn't even that cute.
I'm not even looking at it that closely. I mean, it looks kind of gray.
It's not even that cute. Like, I don't even like looking at my own, but ooh, that's bad.
It looks weird for sure.
Like, her boobs look better, though.
But see in that video with her boobs, it says, help me pay for new boobs? Because she said on that vlog she was wanting to get new boobs.
But, like, why do they look different?
Maybe she had her nipples done, just her nipples.
I don't know. I don't know, but people are good.
Always be open.
People are really pissed about the fact that she says, help me pay for my new boobs.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't need money.
Yeah. But, like, the vagina I'm very confused about.
It's very something.
Like, it's like a car crash. I can't look away.
It's something, all right.
But, like, not in a sexual way.
No.
No. No. If anything, as dry as the Sahara down there right now.
You like, yeah. Taste my cookies. Yeah. Eat my cookies. I'll drink your milk. I'm sorry. I still love that, though.
Oh, there she is naked again.
Ugh.
How? Like, how? How in the world? I don't get it. Like, part of me sits here.
Follow her.
Part of me sits here and is like, oh my god, like, if Trisha can get all this money and shit, like, well, she has no shame.
Oh, like, there's more boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Full body lotion rub down, up now on OnlyFans.
See, like.
The messiest orgasm of my life. What does that even mean?
Oh, you know
gross,
what that
means. Gross, gross. I just read the rest of it. I mean, I just read that last line. I'm literally drained of all my fluids still 48 hours after. Oh my god.
You didn't know what that meant?
Well, I knew messy. I knew, but still at the same time. But then she like totally clarified it. Like,
ooh. And then she really clarified it.
I'm so ready to get pregnant. Just putting it out into the universe. No. No.
I thought Trisha can't. Wait. Whoa. I thought Trisha couldn't get pregnant.
I don't think she can get pregnant. I think it's just probably going to have like. In vitro or something.
For but the, like
she had, what did she have? She had
chlamydia.
Chlamydia, yeah.
But like, why is she saying that John Hill's gonna get her pregnant then?
Well, take his sperm and put it in there, I guess. She's got a vibrator and she's running it over her boobs. You know her boobs can't feel that.
No. There's no girl. Way. Somebody could take a sledgehammer to those things and she wouldn't feel it.
No.
Guys, if you don't know who Trisha Paytas is.
Where have you been?
One, where have you been? And two, don't look. Because then you'll be like us. You won't be able to look away.
What do you think about her acne? How people talk about how she's on drugs.
Well, she was on drugs.
But I know. But you know how she has that really bad acne right now on her face? And people are saying because she's on meth.
I wouldn't be surprised. Because she was on meth last year.
Yeah, she said she'd done it before.
She was on meth last year. When she was... when she first got with Jason. She's on meth.
It's crazy to me why she would need to do that.
No.
She is taking a shower for her only. She's shaving her legs. Okay. Yeah, that's just a little bit ridiculous.
Wait, you're saying that I could have made money on shaving my legs?
Well, no, tonight? She's totally naked in the whole thing, but she's shaving her legs too.
So you're saying I could have made some money on that?
Yes.
Damn it, I did it for free.
Well. I will say she looked good in that Hot Girl Christmas video, though.
That was actually really cute.
That was cute. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, guys. That's enough about us talking about Trisha Paytas and how much of a hot mess it is.
Bless her.
She's gonna need she needs a lot of help.
She does. But you know, so do I, so it's okay.
Right?
But I'm not putting myself naked shaving my legs on the internet.
No. No, we're not.
Okay, I kinda want that shirt. She has a shirt that says, "But Santa, I need it."
Santa? Can we switch Santa for one other word and then I'll probably buy the shirt? You know what word I'm going to put in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And wouldn't that probably. And wouldn't that be the best shirt in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be like the fucking shirt.
There probably is a shirt that says that.
There probably is. I don't know where we'd buy it, but there probably is.
I'm sure it's out there.
Yeah. Anyway, so happy New Year.
Don't spoil your New Year.
Don't drink and drive.
Wait a minute. minute. Does she not have her dog? Does her mom have her dog now?
Yeah.
Well, there's a video of her with it. I didn't even realize she was.
Well, yeah, because her mom is always, like, around and shit. Anyway, Jen.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm interested in other people's lives because mine's boring. Go ahead.
Right. Our lives are really boring. So, anyway, guys, don't drink and drive.
No. Get an Uber.
Wear a condom.
Unless you are trying to get pregnant, the other person knows that.
Yeah. Don't pop a hole in a condom.
No.
No. No. Don't be that bitch.
Don't get
or that guy.
You can't remember what's going on.
Yeah. Don't be
watch
that person.
Watch your friends. Don't leave your friends anywhere.
Damn right. Keep your drink within your sight.
Yes.
Yes. Hug your dogs.
Mm-hmm. Kiss your dogs, even.
Kiss your dogs.
You don't have anybody at midnight? Kiss your dog.
That's what I'm going to do.
But your dog's not going to leave you.
Yeah. Make sure they're inside the house because, you know, there's fireworks and that's scary.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. And watch. Yeah, go on.
What's the number one thing you want to see in wrestling in the new year? Just bringing this on you last minute.
Oh my God.
One thing. You got 10 seconds.
I just want it to be unpredictable.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I know.
Realistic goal, please.
J2 belts.
Okay.
Or, if not J2 belts, just make it different. Just, I'm sick of seeing, like, the same people.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it different.
Oh, we didn't say they gave Andrade the belt.
Oh, yeah.
So Andrade, that's a little bit different.
It is different.
Yep.
So.
He got it at a house show, of course, but.
He did. Which kind of sucks.
It does suck.
They couldn't have waited. But
most people love Andrade. Most people love him in NXT, and they wanted to see him win one, and then they have to find out he won one on the internet.
Yeah. Or Charlotte's Instagram, because she put some video up.
Charlotte's a good girlfriend. She's so cute.
Yeah. But, So, otherwise, just different. We want different and not AEW different.
No.
Just
different. If AEW wants to change and become better, like WWE needs to become better, that'd be nice. But
yeah. But not, yeah. Not in their current forms.
No.
But otherwise, just different. Unpredictable.
You want genuine surprise?
I want to be genuinely surprised. And so far, I am not genuinely surprised.
No.
By anything. If anything, I'm sitting here going, wah, wah. Like, literally, I could tell you right now who's going to win the Royal Rumble.
Well, yeah, I think everybody could.
Roman Reigns and Ronda Rousey. And then Roman's going to go to WrestleMania. He's going to beat The Fiend. And everybody's going to sit there and go, boo. He's going to get booed again. It's going to be kind of funny, actually.
It's not even his fault anymore, I don't think.
Yeah. But apparently, one last little news tip. They're going to have, there was a rumor going around that they want to have a match where it's Roman versus Baron, and whoever loses has to eat dog food.
Ew.
Yeah. So,
gross.
You know, that's their thought of unpredictable.
Sign me up.
There's some wild and crazy things happening.
God.
Yeah. What about you, Jen? What do you want to see?
I want to see Baron with a title.
Me too.
I want to see Baron with a title, and I want to see Dana Brooke and Batista on television together.
I want to see Baron with a title. I want to see Dana and Batista, if not on television, I want to see them on a red carpet together.
Mm.
Walking a red carpet. And she'll have on, like, very nice dress. Because, you know, she is very classy sometimes.
And I want to see more Finn and Adam and AJ interaction. I want to see some sort of club, something going on.
Yeah. And I want more Gallows and Anderson getting good things, because they never get any good things.
There you go.
And also, I want to see more Mojo being Dana Brooke's wingman.
Yeah.
Because Dana supposedly has no game, and this is the first time with Batista that it's working out. So, you know. Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her.
It's going to work out with somebody. It's a
and,
good...
and Mojo's now on TV more. So, you know, who knows? Maybe Batista's putting a good word.
That's true.
Yeah. So
maybe.
Yeah. Also, for wrestling, I want us to go to WrestleMania and finally find Mojo and be like, so where were you?
Yeah, for real.
Where were you last year? We were looking.
We were rooting for you.
We were rooting for you. Yeah. We were rooting for you.
Well, the good news is we're going to be going to more accesses, so.
Yeah.
More likely to see him this time.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And then Jen can take another cute selfie.
Gosh.
That is the cutest picture of 2019.
Oh, yeah. Right. Only me and you think that.
Well, yeah. Fuck anybody else.
Nah.
Hey, I'm already putting together my best photos of 2019, and my selfie with him is on there.
There you go. It was cute as well.
It was very cute. Anyway, guys, Happy New Year. Drink responsibly. Love your dogs. Watch Wrestle Kingdom. Hashtag J2 belts. What else? Raw's gonna suck.
No. Have a more positive outlook.
There's a fucking wedding.
Have a positive outlook that maybe something disastrous will happen. It'll be funny.
I mean, she is pregnant with some other dude's kids, so.
There you go.
Hashtag Vince Neil for the officiant.
Yeah. Hopefully it's the wedding we came up with in our head.
I doubt it.
I mean,
they can't afford us, so.
No.
Anyway, yeah, so Happy New Year. We will be back next week with all the shit that happened at Wrestle Kingdom.
In the new year.
In the new year. And we're officially on the road to Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. We have our first match already decided.
Crazy. So,
it's happening. And you know what happens after?
It doesn't feel like it's been a year since Royal Rumble.
I know. It really doesn't. Doesn't feel like a year since I was drunk in a hotel room dancing. But hey, here we are. but yeah. So, Happy New Year, guys. And bye.
Bye.